Blog Talk Radio.
Who could resist the call of America's number one puppy food brand? With DHA and essential nutrients also found in mother's milk. Purina Puppy Chow.
Lagos.
Hello, welcome to the Caesar Show. Honor to everybody jumping on. The best to everybody. Thank you for always joining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Much love to everybody. Much love to everybody. And thanks for joining again tonight. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call-in number is 516-453-9133. Again, the call-in number is 516-453-9133. Y'all, come on, call in. I know everybody don't be wanting to talk, but you know, you want to have a voice. You could definitely have a voice tonight. You know what I'm saying? Talking about focusing on the self and the things that we're not able to control. And Lord knows. Oh, honor to the goddess, Bosset. Talking about focusing on the self and the things that we're not able to control, and will that raise us up and bring us into a maturity, right? One day at a time. So welcome to the Caesar Show. Please feel free to call in. Call in. Talk about it. You see what I'm saying? Someone may need to hear a testimony of yourself, of how you was able to focus on yourself, you know, more. You see what I'm saying? So it'll help the next person with some tools they can use for their own life. So please call in again at 516-453-9133. Honor to everybody all around the world. Honor to the children all around the world. Take it easy on yourself, and I'm doing the same. Those who have not gotten there yet, I speak peace upon you. I speak peace of mind upon you. Peace of mind, honey, to us all, to us all, to us all. So focusing on the self, y'all, please feel free to call in to speak about focusing on the self. What does that really mean, especially in a loud world that's got so much loudness? Go here, go there, you know what I'm saying? Go here, get this done, you know what I'm saying? Events, lights, camera, action, especially in America, but yet around the world, you know, we live in a busy world, especially those who live in Japan, y'all over there in China. Ooh, honey, honey, honey. China, y'all make America look like an ant. So we ain't gonna go there when it comes to China. Those from China and Japan that's listening in Southeast Asia, man, much love to you all. But how do we focus on the self when we live in such a loud world? How do we get children to focus on the self, especially in North America with a system, with a school system that is still based on the 50s in many of our suburban and inner city schools? How do we get children to focus on the self? When I speak about focus on the self, I'm also speaking of our great imagination. How do you focus on your own imagination? What is the imagination? What is the imagination? The imagination is one of the greatest potentials of thought that comes through the human brain. The imagination is so beyond. It's not of common social engineering. The imagination in each and every individual is very unique. It cannot be duplicated. You understand what I'm saying? The imagination. What is the imagination? That's another form of focusing on the self, to grasp, to understand the imagination. Just like when children, or children today, or perhaps when you was young as a child, children is a good example of the imagination, because children speak their imagination until we grow up and we get about, what, five, you know what I'm saying? You get about 6 or 7 years old, it's like the imagination, because you're doing more stuff. You see what I'm saying? You know how to brush your teeth now. You're walking to school. You're thinking more, you know. You see what I'm saying? So when you get about 7, you know, you get used to going to school, the imagination, because you got homework, you know, and you're doing things. So the imagination isn't used as much when we are a child, especially now, born in the 90s, the technology world. Now you can click a button and, like, skip your own imagination. You see what I'm saying? So focusing on the self. What is it to focus on the self? What are the benefits of focusing on the self? I'll give you one benefit of focus on the self. When we learn or mature more into focusing on the self, which comes with confidence of the self, higher self-esteem of the self, motivation of the self, liberation of the self, speaking life to the self, loving affirmations to the self, focusing on the self, you see what I'm saying, the will inside of the self, the personality of the self, the time that you spend with the self, when you get to know the self. A lot of people who write, not actually a book, but people who actually write from the inner self to the self, not to actually write to somebody, but people who actually write go into an even deeper depth of the self. Ooh. You see what I'm saying? I mean, even deep, because when you write, that's like a whole other form of communication of the higher self, of the imagination, of the deeper depths of the self. That's another form of focusing on the self, writing. Mm-hmm. This is why people all around the world journal. Journal. It's a focus on the self, to prioritize the self, to focus on the journey in one's steps in life throughout the journey, for more interrelationship with the self. This is why I influence, for those who can resonate with that, focusing on the self, to speak life to the body parts, to honor the heart for beating every day, because that's really not you. You see what I'm saying? To honor the lungs, even us who breathe hard or struggle with breathing issues and smokers, to honor and have a relationship with the kidneys, instead of, as our world is awakening one person at a time, to actually have a conversation with the kidneys. You see what I'm saying? Look how, I want you to think about this, and please feel free to call in. Think about this. How powerful and incredible and how quantum the human body is, that everything is already functioning for you. When you come into breath, everything is functioning. I mean, when you come out of your mother's womb, you ain't got to say, hold up, let me screw my kidney on. You know what I'm saying? When you come out of your mother's womb, you don't have to untwine your intestines. You see what I'm saying? Your intestines are already functioning. That's what's so powerful about the body, and to acknowledge that. Like, if that isn't love, come on. We are hooked up as a human avatar, as a humanoid being, or in a humanoid body, to you ETs, excuse you. You see what I'm saying? So to have a relationship with the kidneys, I want you to think about this. People who are into perfect health and holistic health, you know, more people like that are kidney specialists, whatever, the medical system, they really, really focus on the functions of the body. You see, people who are more into holistic health and healing, whatever, diagnose diseases in the body. And the body is so powerful that it's already functioning. Again, you didn't have to turn on your kidney, man. You didn't have to turn on your heart. This is a form of focusing on the self. Because I want to remind you, y'all done came on down here from heaven, right? Yeah. So let me remind you how you was put together as far as focusing on the self and focusing again. You do not have to work your kidneys. When you was born, all of that is working for you. All of that is working for you, your lungs and everything. So hold up. Wait a minute. That's very powerful. Shall we take out the time to think about that? Because the world is very, very loud. So this isn't a common thought. Wait a minute. Let me sit back and think. Hold up. Wait a minute. I never had to take my kidney out of a box, or when I was born, my mother didn't have to reach over on the shelf and ask the nurse, hey, can you pass me my child's kidney? Can you pass me my child's heart? So wait a minute. Think about that. That means that, whoa, that's a powerful substance inside of us for this vital to already be functioning in the body on its own without the doctor, any nurse, the mother of the child giving birth, of the human being. You see, but if you get where I'm coming from, I'm going deep, man, because this is about thought as far as focusing on that self. Because I want to remind you that there's a microphone inside the kidney. There's a microphone inside the lungs. There's a microphone inside the intestines, inside of the digestive system. There's a microphone in the spine. There's a microphone in the pancreas. There's a microphone in the liver that will speak back to you, which surgeons couldn't do for 100 years, people. Come on. Somebody call in. As I continue to spit fire, honor to everybody jumping on and spit this insight about focusing on the self. A deeper relationship. No, you ain't heard it from your mama. No, you didn't hear it from your grandmother. No, your great uncle and your uncles and your cousins and everybody dick you rolled and everyone you made love to did not remind you of this part right here. And therefore, it is my call of duty to remind the extraterrestrial family in the avatar and to remind the human family that there is a microphone that we are not forsaken from as far as focusing on the self. That's something that was missed in this lifetime. That's something that's not talked about. And I would, should be referred back. All you got to do is take out the time and sit in silence to connect with your body parts. It will talk back to you. The self will talk back to you. When I say substance, I'm talking about your heart, honey. Your lungs, your kidneys will talk back to you. Come on, brother. Oh, play the next track, baby. By the international internet. That's the legend, brother. Oh.
Call me a girl.
to playing this track real quick. I just turned it down. Thank you for jumping on. Y'all doing okay? You need, oh, boom, lecture. Hold up. Can you hear me? Oh, brother. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for playing that track. Can you hear me clear?
Loud and clear right now. Of course, you know I love playing the power.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. Welcome again, everybody who's just jumping on to the Shiza Show. Please, guys, call in at 516-453-9133, airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you. And speaking about focusing on the self, also wanted to talk about the things that we cannot control or learning to accept in our maturity the things we cannot control. And caller number one is in queue. Excuse me. Welcome to the Shiza Show. Who's calling?
Yo, can you hear me?
Where are you calling from?
This is Cody. I'm calling from New York.
How you doing, Cody? How are you? Want to talk about the things that we cannot control, focusing on the self.
Yeah, I got a pretty good list. Y'all don't mind my voice, please. I smoke Newports from the age of 13 plus, so give me that. I got some shit written down here.
I'll be talking for 20 minutes.
That's all good. I wrote down some stuff that I wanted to kind of scatterbrain and then just talk about, and I'll be good. So in with matters of lust and sex here with this whole topic, when it comes to that, there is fucked up and awkward principalities here. We've got the demonic spirits right on the top of the list. Relationships come in, self-love come in, crushes, vampirism, polygamy, functions of the body, your inner self, inner child, whether people are aware or not, and your parental love, and also the dangers of these. I am very aware of the spirit realm and things around me. Some days we've all been through freaking heartbreak. Sometimes we've broke our own hearts and we don't even realize it. But with that, we want to go find love inside or externally or both. We end up attracting negative feelings that sometimes aren't even our own. And these come in demonic forms, as in, like, they'll come to you when you think you have a crush on somebody and manipulate you to try and fall in love with that person and make the feelings extremely gushy-ushy when you don't know yourself. And if you don't know yourself to that level, then there could be serious consequences if you're trying to get in a relationship with a crush or someone that you know really you shouldn't be talking to, like a toxic parent or someone that just looks toxic. There's principalities working there that might not be you. So you really need to work with your own body and figure out, is that really you, or is that a broadband bullshit extension of what is going on the matters that do not have to do with you? That needs to be evaluated, or else you could become a vampire leaking energy, not understanding a true form of polygamy. A true form of polygamy to me would be someone who can understand that they're going to have multiple relationships, even if they're handicapped or not. They can have one marriage, that one fail, get along with that person or not, after they're done with that marriage, and fall in love with somebody else. It's that easy. People beat each other up all the time over relationships. I don't think I need to talk more on that. The inner child and... Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yo,
go ahead, Dave.
Jesus, you listening? Okay. Like I said, there's people out there that are handy capable of love and the making itself.
Yeah.
If we learn to live in the time that we're in right now and just fucking stay there, then when we're making love or when we're making relationships, the universe is going to bring that to you just like you would naturally find a tree in the woods. There is love available and it's coming to you. But if it's in the form of lust, then you should really crack into your brain to make sure you're not getting toxic Tanya pregnant. You're not catching HIV from Harold the Hump. What?
Toxic Tanya, yes.
And another big step here is your parents' love. How in the hell were they fucking in the room next to you? Yo, were they fucking in the room next to you? No,
right?
I'm not trying to laugh at your parents. It could have been a point in time when your parents were extremely toxic just to fucking breathe in the same bathroom after they were done with it. So you pick up on that subliminally and subconsciously with what's going on with you, and that could also be dangerous, and it's time for you to, like you said earlier, you should really connect with your body parts. You should get into touch with everything.
Yes.
Lay down on the
yes.
bed, spread some card out. If you don't got your left hand no more and you fantasize about love and making love to somebody, so be it. It's going to happen. There's people out there, for fuck's sakes, people come back from the military every day and they don't have their fucking back working anymore and can no longer fucking get off. They still want love. It works. It works if you work
it. Yep, love works if you work it. That's right. Speak for love.
That's all I really got here on my list. I really wanted to get that polygamy topic there. You know, it's not being with three people, four people at once, which is obviously disgusting. Okay, there is no need for that overstimulation for people that have had three foursomes. I've been there myself. A lot of us have. It's pretty uncomfortable. It's not necessary, but hey, I'm not going to knock it either because there's some pretty attractive people out there. I'm not going to lie with anybody.
Welcome to Earth.
Yes, exactly. Yep, welcome to the moon that's bent over and leaned out the fuck a window every night, dawning down on everybody here.
Wow, thank
so,
you, Cody.
Yes,
I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And, yo, Cody, what you said, one of the brothers that's listening in, he said that he said, this is exactly what I've been feeding myself from a book called The Power of Now that I've read multiple times, but it's been resonating with me lately more dealing with health issues. So shout out to you, Cody, for calling in and speaking, man. I appreciate that. Word. So speaking about focusing on the self, and I want to talk about things that we're not able to control. And my purpose for bringing up things that we're not able to control, because it's about not being stressed. It creates stress. And when I say it, our world is very loud, and there are a lot of tricks and a lot of loudness that is loud enough that has taken the human mind away from what's really good. You see what I'm saying? And it's time to stop catching our own attention when shit hits the fan. Things that we're not able to control, especially people. That's stress. And through our social engineering, watching all these talk shows, all of the eras that we was raised through and grew up through, social media, I mean TV, the way of the world, our parents, our people, the world's conditioning taught us how to be nosy. The condition of the world taught us how to stress ourselves out based on how we perceive commonly, or what's right and wrong. Peace, baby, on a tan. This world purposely conditioned, or rather we've been conditioned by the weight of the world, the loudness of the world, to be a bunch of control freaks, some more extreme than others, okay? You see what I'm saying? It's by design. And why is it by design? Because these thought forms create chaos within us. So through the conditioning of this controlling thought form of how we socially interact with each other, how we connect and gravitate to what's outside of the body, then cause our world to be stressed out over what we cannot control. Now, some of this stress coming from simply not having knowledge, a deeper knowledge. Hello? Especially the Christian family. What is y'all doing? The Christian family, let me tell it, should you be the less stressed people on the planet because you got your Bible and your Jesus? Hello? I know you know better as much as you pray. To be stressed out, honey, over the things you cannot control. The older generation in your 60s, honey, in your 70s, in your 50s, honey, it is time to break the patterns in your head, honey. Not that the rest of the world don't. I'm talking to the eras of those born in the 40s, those born in the 50s, those born, honey, in the 60s, honey. I get to the rest of us. Being stressed out, we see our family members leaving this world from stress, honey. Stress. Even taking these bullets to the body. All from what? What can bring a bullet to a body? Stress. Stray bullets, too. It all come from the one holding the gun. Stress. Stress of the mind because of what one wants to control. These babies who so-called didn't have no formula, the world all stressed out. When you stress, your heart is stressed, your kidneys are stressed, your liver is stressed. What are you doing? You ain't helping the situation. Being stressed out over anything that happened mass globally, whether it's kids shot up in a school, honey, to baby formula. You're going to fuck around and kill yourself with that kind of stress, thinking you're speaking for people and to help for people, honey. Because let me tell you, with 9 plus, whatever, billion, 7 plus, with whatever billion on the planet, the world's so stressed, it's not going to remember your little old stressful self, honey. To not stress yourself out about the things you cannot control. People who are awakening and getting great information, that's good. You may have the answer for somebody else's life from A to Z, from 0 to 100, from here to Africa, honey. It may not be for their journey right now. Just like you don't take them kids out of school, do you? Yeah, I thought so. All right, then. It ain't for your journey right now. All right, then. I still gonna speak the truth. Then we need to take responsibility. Keep speaking the message. Of us, it's good for women across the world to breastfeed. That way, when man puts something on the shelf and it run out, honey, what? We won't be forsaken. Hello? Drive yourselves crazy over something you ain't got no control of. Then some of the women, special brother, oh, we forgot. Hello? Why the world scream out of government and ask questions, honey, that ain't, hold up, don't you believe in source? Don't we believe in some, what they call it, the almighty? We're always putting something over you, right? God, you know what I'm saying? Hold up, wait a minute, why people be all of a sudden got amnesia? One minute you're praising Allah, you're praying to God. You're talking about God. You're bringing up God. You're bringing up my boy Jesus, ain't you? We're all hell break loose on the planet Earth now, Seems like the world don't even remember that no more. Don't even remember the creators, what you believe is a creator, what you believe is God, what you believe is the Allah in the sky, what you believe is the Jesus beyond the clouds, honey. How come when things take place, the people begin to depend and be pissed off at someone in the meat suit that put this stuff on the shelf, honey? Please do not stretch yourself out over what you cannot control. And the same God that you serve, the same creator, the same source that you called on in the midnight hour, be the same source that can take care of all of that. Ain't that what you believe with everything else? All right now, Brother O, legend, Brother O, come on, baby.
has been so good. It's been much better than I thought it would. But lately, I get the feeling something ain't right. We have something very special, and most other people don't. We are not too busy. Oh, girl, I just want we should treat our we
All right, ooh, all right.
Welcome back to the Jesus Show, honey. Thank you, brother, for playing all that old school sexy stuff. Uh-huh. Y'all, please feel free to call in. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, please, talking about focusing on the self, talking about the things we cannot control, which even me in my maturity to accept what we cannot control, honey, that relieves, ooh, it relieves stress. It relieves stress to bring you into a state of peace. The spirit of joy is more activated in your life. It'd be a breath of fresh air. You'd be like, hold up. Am I really peaceful? Yeah, you're really peaceful. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, please, please, please feel free. Feel free to call in. Speaking about focusing on the self, please. Any callers, please call in. Focusing on the self and accepting the things that you cannot control. Accepting the things that you cannot control. Like, not taking risk for you. Yo, I got to go here, man. I got to go here because I came to awaken the world, man. And when you got 14 to 15 million or 13 million people listening, man, you got to spit this. You got to spit this. Oh, I got to call a number two. Oh, okay, call a number two. Who's EQ? What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello? Is that me? I'm Candace. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's calling me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Candace. I'm calling from Arizona. So
hey, baby.
I just...
How you doing, mama?
Can you... I'm doing really good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you clear enough, yes.
Okay, so, yeah, I just wanted to touch on the topic of stress and the things that we can't control. You kind of touched on it, talking about people and the way that people act and stuff, especially the people that are closest to us, you know, your husband, your wife, your baby mama, your baby daddy, your brother, whatever. You can't control how those people react or how they go about life. But what you can control is how you react to how they react, you know. And when it comes to stress, at some point you have to sit down with yourself and ask yourself, how much of that stress are you actually going out there and seeking? You know, because when it comes to some of these major...
Hey, Candace, excuse me, Candace. Excuse me, baby. It's hard for us to hear you with the dogs barking. They're very, very loud. They're barking almost over you.
That's all right. We'll go to our next caller. Call number two,
okay. Right?
Well, call number three now. You're on the line right now with Christine Powell and the Jesus Show right here at WBNN.
Oh, welcome to the Jesus Show. Who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Hello?
Hey, who's calling? What's your name?
Hey, my sister. This is Sister Bessie.
Hey, Mama Bessie, how you doing? Thanks for calling in. Ow.
Ow. I'm loving your show. And, you know, I feel like we do have to work on ourselves, you know, because a lot is going on in the world. And it's about time we focus on ourselves, our family, you know, because without the elders' strength, I feel like the youth are lost, and we need to reach out more to the youth today. And I love the fact that you're saying concentrate on ourselves and our spirit, because we got so much fear and hatred in this world, and we need to work on ourselves with love.
Yes, yes, yes. The self with love. And the way that the world crazy right now, that's one of the greatest potentials and forces within inside of us. I'm telling you, there's a force in us that is beyond human comprehension that we need in this time as this rapture come in.
Yes. Yes. So I'm just going to sit back and listen. I wanted to give you my support. You know I love you dearly, sister.
Love you too, Mother Bessie. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much. Brother, is there another caller, baby?
Of course it is. And, of course, we're so proud of Sister Bessie the Truther. You know, last year's Anna Waddell Award winner, the host of the year, right, Miss Christine, and, of course, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcaster nominee. How about that, Christine? You being a nominee this
Word.
Year, just give props and yeah. honor to Sister Bessie. How you feel about that?
Yeah. Speechless. As I grow and mature, I'm very, very grateful. Mm-hmm. You know what? When I tell you this, when God give you something, see, when you bless and when you living out your destiny, it can be more than what you can receive to even process and express with words, because love is just that powerful. Your destiny is flesh and blood is that powerful. It's almost impossible for extraterrestrial and flesh to really express the gratitude upon myself, brother, because I'm fulfilling something that I wrote before I came through my daddy's nuts, bro. Ooh.
All right, don't touch the stuff. All right, I didn't mean it to have a good year like that, okay? Anyway, but, you know, Sister Bessie, we're glad for you and just you just hanging in there and all the situations that, you know, that,
I'm elated for Jesus as the
yes.
nominee.
Thank you.
I am so
right.
happy. Yes, I am. I am.
Mother Bessie, I'm shocked because I was gone for 14 months. So I'm like, word.
Yes. Yes. You are much loved. And I will be on tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m.
You will not, Sister Bessie. No, you will not be on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is coach. See, so you got all excited. May the Almighty bless you. Let me let you get on out of here.
Yes.
Listen, tomorrow night will be Derek the Coach Gibson and, of course, the Coach's Corner. And then Sister Bessie will come back on Friday, Christine, with the Malcolm X tribute
Friday,
that she's done so well, yes,
okay.
for 3 years. So we're so proud of Sister Bessie. Now we go to our next caller. Calling on the line right now with Jesus Powell. Yes, sir.
Welcome
hey,
to the
Christine.
Jesus Show. What's your name?
Jerry Petito, girl.
Whoa, how you doing, big sis? Jerry, honor to you and your daughter, girl. I'm back, girl.
How are you?
I'm great, then you, and I'm growing as well. I'm great, and then I'm growing. So the growing is, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The ugly is only the stuff that's passing away. You see what I'm saying? So I'm
oh,
okay.
God bless
okay.
you. We're all growing. Listen,
thank
we're
you.
All growing. Don't worry about it. And that's
yes.
all that matters
yes.
is that we all grow, you know? So,
yes.
So you're... I'm so happy you're back. I'm so happy you're growing. I'm so happy you were nominated. Listen, this is all good. This is all good, girl.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you so much, Jerry. I'm still excited. I'm still processing this, you know, and I still got work to do, Jerry. I'm paying my dues, Jerry. I'm paying my dues and I'm putting
Honey,
in this
I'm
work.
Paying mine, too. Don't worry about it. We're all
yes.
paying our dues. Don't worry
yes.
about it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Thank
process.
You so much for your love.
Yeah. You know, listen, you know I love you, man, and I'll continue to pray for you and everyone else and myself. And, listen, it's all a process for all of us. God bless you, girl.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And prayers lifted for the whole world on my behalf, just like so many
yes.
others. Yes, prayer lifted. Prayers lifted. Yes, prayer does change. Now,
we're not only a people who just pray, we put in the work and we give it back to humanity for those of us who can hear to the best of our abilities within some of us. You know, we're extra. We give extra, extra, extra. And that's another part of focusing on the self, to remember the self, to show up for the self as well. That's another form of focusing on the self, and just so important to our overall health and mental health. Oh, thank you, everybody, Mother Bessie and Jerry Petito for calling in. Caller number 5, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Peace and abundant divine blessings. It's Huni Barkatun, a.k.a. the Magic Man Haru, calling in from Ancient Land in Nuba. How
hey,
about that?
Hey, baby. I'm going to see you,
nominated.
Honey. Great one.
No doubt. Hall of Fame nominated for the class of 22. You know, me being your campaign manager, I just want to say thank you so much for being the divine gift that you are for all of us. And focus on yourself. Now, here's my perspective. You know, that's something that we have yet
okay.
to do. Coming out of a serious bondage, 400 years and counting, 422 years and counting, that's something we have yet to do, especially coming out of the civil rights movement, when we focus on everything and everybody else but us. And, you know, too much time has been wasted when I look in this day and time after the fact that how easy it is for them to pull all kind of stunts like up in Buffalo, New York. It just makes it easier. It makes it easier. And anyone within their right mind have to do that. If you don't focus on yourself, then you'll never know your own capabilities, your strengths as well as your weaknesses. You know, and for too long, you know, people have concentrated on, you know, people of mythology, people of legend, and all kind of things like that. But that can only get you so far. Trust me on that. And I said it many times. I'm going to take time to say it right now. When it came to me, I focused on myself 9 times more than I read any scripture or anything. That's why I know myself as well as I do. Okay, and trust me, in this day and time with all the things that keep happening, and it's going to continue to keep happening, because no one is going to do for self the way that we're going to do for self. Trust me on that. So anyway, I got some good news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes, what's up, Magic Man?
All right, congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, Christine Powell, on your WBNN all-time connection record, with your 37th all-time and your 2nd consecutive with the Darlene Launch Championship.
I did it again. Yo, thank you, Magic Man. I did it again. Thank you, everybody who called in. That's what it's about, man, because this is a talk show. I did it again, 37, going all the way to the top, to the top. Wow, thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you, Magic Man.
You're welcome. Let me get this plug in right quick. Look, I got a show that's coming up next Thursday, okay? It's about, especially when it comes to men, you know, certain things that's been happening for lack of fathers and men not being there. Trust me, you don't have to stay in a relationship to be there, okay? So everyone who's real fathers and real men, definitely tune in to next show that's coming up, the next event that's coming up next Thursday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We will await you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Huni, and thank you for telling them when your next show is. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, man, wow, I did it again. I did it again. I did it again. Number 37 going all the way, all the way. Thank you to everybody who support. Yes, please call in at 516-453-9133. Aaron Live now out of Lagos, Nigeria. Honored everybody on Facebook. Honored to those all around the world who are listening in. 15 million plus, man. Next track by the legendary brother. Oh.
Five long years we have been together. Your love and understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good, but you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough, but you shouldn't be talking about giving it up.
I thought I had to do. And if I hurt you, baby, I'll make it up to you. I can't say I haven't done any wrong. Let him without sin cast our first stone.
Oh, you jamming. Ooh, you jamming, honey. You never mind. You got me thinking of rolling with a sugar daddy in the Corvette with the rooftop down. When you play that kind of music, kills me. Anyway, caller number 6, welcome to the Caesar Show. Where you calling from, honey? Who is calling?
Caesar?
Hey, who's calling? Yeah.
Amber.
Hey, bro. Brooklyn. Oh, hey, baby. Hey, soul family.
Jesus, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm so delighted that you called in, sis. Word. Making my face hurt.
Aww. I wish I could see it.
Mermaid just called me. Oh, excuse me. Shoot, you don't always get a call from a mermaid, honey. Go ahead, girl.
This was your very first topic, the self, and then you went to the letting go topic. You know, so that's a good. These are good topics. I was thinking, and what I came up with, like, I like to see parents' behavior become more loving amongst each other. Like when they first met each other, they had their intentions to be together. They create a relationship, and the next thing you know, pregnancy. So they have these babies, and what I noticed that, I don't know, it's just sad to say, but a lot of parents, you know, break up. So for some reason when this baby come into this world. And that could be a test for all of us. However, what I don't like is the mother part of the journey. I mean, yes, we are that one. We superheroes, we do 1,001 things for our children to break our back for the household. But what I don't like is the behavior that she uses her power to keep the father absent, which is very unhealthy for the children, see, today. And what happened is, in order for the mother to have her father to be involved, it has to be on some monetary thing. Yes, we all need money to survive in this world. We need money to eat and live and all that stuff. Yes, we do. But the most important thing for a child is nurturing that child to a wholeness, and that takes both parents. And I just see a lot of mothers' behavior, females. I hope they don't be mad at me, but that's okay. I can get over. They can get over it. It'll be okay.
Speak,
mothers,
speak. That's right.
Mothers, you know what the children, what mothers don't, what these people don't know is that we are their first teachers. So if you're in a household with your children are really watching you and they're really paying attention. And they do pick up all your behavior and actions. And this is how they come to school every day, and they use it as a power tool with the same tool they use against their fathers. And it's, which I'm going to say, like manipulation, lying, controlling each other, stomping their growth, the trust factor, and bullying factor, because these are the children. So these parents are doing with each other, the arguing, screaming, the disrespect. And you're adults now, and you're making this decision to have this new life in this world, so you should know how to co-parent respectfully and not trying to badger each other in front of the children. Because these children use that behavior as a surviving tool in the outside world. And what they fail to realize is that they grow up, and then they're going to be 18 years old, and the next thing you know, the mother wants to say, you grown, and they want to throw them out the house because now they, you know, they feel they're grown. They're not grown. They're not grown at all. They need you even more at 18, 19, 20, 21, and so far. And I just don't like mothers using their fathers. The only way they can see the parents, their fathers can see their children is through how much money they can get from them. And they don't realize that the father plays a big role in that child's life. And it will
Absolutely.
Also help her as well. And you can learn how to be friends. And that's where love comes in. That's how love grows. You know, you get some time to yourself while the father build that bond with that child. And then you never know. It's like the love, it's a seed. That whatever attracted you two to come together, that mustard seed could bring y'all back together as a friend. And, you know, to have that power relationship, then you're teaching your children more how to survive in the world and how to be kind,
yes.
how to be loving. You know what I'm saying, Jesus? So that's the
yes.
self thing.
Yes.
I think the mom need to be working on herself even more and stop being so hard on these males. You wasn't harder when you slept with him and you spread them legs. It wasn't hard when you said that shit was good and you got that cum, and you, next you know you're pregnant. Now you want to use the baby as a weapon. And now the baby's now using himself as a tool too to survive in the world just because of her bad behavior. And I just think that women should stop. They should let the men be the father. Let these men be, stop being statistics. Break the statistics. What the society think of our men. I don't want, particularly our men of color, of all shades, but particularly the men of the bronze shade, of different colors, of the, they say black, whatever color you want to consider, black, blue, yellow, green, brown, whatever you want to consider, stop using the father. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing that we fighting without using our children as weapons and going to a court system and let that judge dictate to the male who he can, when can he see his child, how long he can time with his child. That's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
That's just looking
yep.
right at you. That's all I
yep.
wanted to say, see. I wish these women stop doing what they're doing and let these fathers
being loved, because they love their children. And this is a healing process for the father and the children, along with the mother. Stop hurting the father. I just want to see more fathers involved with the children.
Amber, and can you tell, Amber, how many years did you work in the school system, sweetheart?
22 years.
22 years. This sister worked in the New York City public school system, in the public schools for 22 years, and I know that this woman has seen so much and bear witness to so much just from working in the schools alone, because the parents be bringing that stuff to school, too. You see
yes,
what I'm saying? They're arguing at the school, trying to get the teacher attention. And you know what I'm saying? Since I know you have seen that at the schools, girl.
It's so deep. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting. And it's frightening. And it's life-threatening. Life-threatening as well. I can say so much, but I want to keep up, though. I know you got more phone calls.
I appreciate this, sis. I really do. That voice needs to be heard. Especially when we're speaking about children, as we all, those who are reaching one day at a time, take it easy on ourselves and grow and seek truth within. The truth within the body is going to continue to help all of us grow. It's not something that we do overnight, but as long as we focus on it, you see what I'm saying? And have integrity. Treat people kind. For those, we know it's going to be people who are not going to do that right now. But those of us who understand in our own mirror, that's installed into the hearts of us, man. Yo, thank you so much, Amber. I love you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your voice. Caller number 7, right, Brother O?
Yes. True fan will have died. Congratulations, young buck.
Ooh.
You're killing the game.
Good God, what's good, Will? Thank you, baby.
Yeah, this has been a unnatural day for me because of the fact I've seen things I never knew I was going to see. People.
Mm.
People that's nice, people that's incredible, and people that just plain old dumb and stupid. Some of them you want to spit on, but I choose to spit on the grass instead of spitting on their front lip.
Tell
but, you know, that's just from the hip. Yeah. But see, man, I was texting somebody just now and I had to go on EU Freeze. Now my boy wanted to call me. I'm on the damn radio. Delete. Can't get on it. Sorry. Yeah. But what you doing tonight? Why?
Why would
you pick a topic that's going to make everybody feel uncomfortable?
What's crazy is that, you know what, she felt so uncomfortable that she got off of the system right here. Well, God, we waiting for her to come back on.
What?
But she fell out of the spirit, man. You don't know. Shout out to Andre Presley. But, but you know, that's to let you know that.
Oh, my
but
God, y'all.
What a great show, man. First of all, we're glad to hear you, you know, right now on these WBN stations. And you know, what you put down through since 2015 has been legendary. So we're so glad. Hey, yo, she's us. Will you please us?
Oh, thank you, Brother O. Brother O, we got a next track right by you, the International Internet
wait,
Radio
man,
Hall
here.
Of
I'm
Fame
still
broadcast.
I'm still
Brother
your
O.
Brain. I'm still in your
no,
brain.
No, not yet.
Right
we got a similar. We really got a similar.
Sorry, Will, yo. My bad. Let me get it together. My bad, baby.
No, don't worry about it. She said what? You know what I'm talking about? She Jesus. Look, I was asking you, and I couldn't believe it. What made you come out with this topic to hurt people's feelings and make them feel so uncomfortable?
Say that again.
I said, what made you come out with this topic to hurt all these
what
people's feelings and make them feel so uncomfortable?
Because that's right. I came to shake the earth. I came to speak a message that would make the doors to heaven shake down this mug, yo. Nah, heaven got to hear me. Got to hear me, bro.
Say,
we need to focus on the self. I say the same thing to myself, man.
I'm peeping it. Reality of what's not your control, focusing on self. Some people don't even know who the hell they is. Now, I'm learning
who
I am. Listen, I'm learning who I am, but some people don't like when they find out who I am. Because you got these people that call control freaks. Then you got people out here that's weak. Then you got people that's out there that's strong. But some of them, these people out here still don't know how to sing a damn song. So they follow along. Which way did they go? Up or down?
Which way did
either
they
way,
go?
But they ain't going to find the middle because Moni's only in the middle. But I'm going to end this story because I got to go. Check me out on Truth Tarot by Willa Guy on Fridays, every fourth Friday. I got done it. Don't even know my topic yet because I'm trying to figure out how the government trying to play me. They got the monkey pox. Now they got this damn ticks coming out, and I don't know what's coming next. They might try to do something to the water. They already did it in Michigan. God darn it, they're doing it in Philly. We're going to have a problem.
Man, yo, I love you, Will. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. And the next track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Come on, baby.
No, 'cause I'm sick and
Oh, wow, brother. Oh, soundtrack by Tower of Power by DJ Brother O. And we got caller number 8. Caller number 8, what's your name and where you calling from? Hello?
Come on, caller number 8. There we go. All right, caller number 8, you're on line right now with Christine Powell. Right here at WBNN.
Hello?
What's your name? Who you calling from? Hey, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Ricardo Rashard, and I'm on WBNN, and I have a show called Trenton Makes. I didn't get a chance to hear the whole show, but I did get the chance to hear some of the things, and I thought it was good. Like when I think the woman said something about control, how you can't really control anybody. I thought that was true. And then the woman that you had on talking about the school system, a lot of that stuff is true, too. Like, I also work as a teacher, too, during the day. So there's a lot of things that I see, you know, throughout the last couple of years that I've been working with kids. So, and then the thing also when you was just talking about the fathers and stuff like that, like, it's definitely important for fathers to be in their kids' life. I think it's important for both parents to be in their life. Mom and dad, 50-50, but definitely I think people definitely they need their fathers. So I would say for me, I was grateful that, you know, I was able to have a father that actually raised me. So, but yeah, it's important to have those role models.
Thank you so much, brother, for calling in. Can you tell us when your show is, sweetie?
Yes, I believe my show is June the 20th, 9:30. So, yeah, you guys stay tuned. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for having a voice tonight, joining the Jesus Show. And I just wanted to touch on a little bit of focusing on itself, as I am an example to myself of focusing more on the self. That's why I can speak about it now. I'm not done at all, because I just awakened 5 minutes ago within 14 earth years, and I wanted to speak about the things for those who can face the mirror with the self and accept the things that we cannot control. Why? Because it would stress us, and it becomes a burden, and it's just, you know, it's just stress. It's a burden, and we all don't deserve that. You know, we deserve to relieve ourselves of stress and so many years of walking in stress from what we did not know. Not as a fault, you know what I'm saying, but just to keep being edified within ourselves and edify other people who are open to it, that is. Okay? I'm only speaking of people who have an open heart to be edified by others that are enlightened and going more and more into enlightenment and accepting the things that we cannot control. And, Brother O, that's pretty much it.
Yes, indeed. First of all, I'm so proud of Christine tonight and all the people that support her on a constant basis. You know, it's wonderful to have her back and in rotation. Congratulations to Christine Powell, of course, on her 37th O&E syndicated station, you know, and now WBNN, all-time connection record and second consecutive. You know, a lot of people don't understand, what is WBNN? We're still, you know, O&E dynasty. We're still fantastic. Understand that. But now we have new call letters. So all the folks, you know, that might have called in for like 5 months, O&E now is WBNN. That was out there. That's a shout out for you. Tomorrow night, right here, back here on this outstanding network, we have someone that Christine loves so much, and that is Derek the Coach Gibson and his outstanding show, The Coach's Corner, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here at WBNN. And, of course, in Jersey time, what more can we say? All the folk out there in the world, thank you so much. You counted that robbery to listen to us. And Jersey Time Multimedia has advertising. And, of course, we are at the outstanding Twitter as well as Instagram and Pinterest at Ngozi_time. Also, Ola Dove in the Lane with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments or suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Delay, Ngozi with Minds, gmail.com. And I am Mother and Father's favorite producer, Ola Dove in the Lane with Ngozi, saying goodnight, good luck To all the folks out there in the armed forces, radio to support us on a constant basis. And now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Broadcasting nominee in the Hall of Fame, the outstanding Christine Powell. So proud of you, and you have 2 minutes and 17 seconds left in this wonderful program tonight.
In order for one to accept the things that take place on Earth that we cannot control, it would take one to hear the voice inside the heart. It would take one to slow down in their everyday routine. It would take one to take out time for oneself. It would take for one to be in the stillness. It would take one to pay attention to the experiences in life that brought to wisdom, and to operate from that wisdom, because the power of love and the power of wisdom will never forsake us on the path to destiny. One love, man. Jesus, yo, I'm out.